Praise the Lord. Happy to be out this evening.
Yes.
Amen. Let's all stand. Let's bow our heads before Him. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we, Lord, so appreciative, Lord, of another opportunity together. Lord, just to, Lord, the vast and the rest, Lord, that You give us and the peace. Lord, just so thankful, Lord, that we have a desire, Lord, to come this evening. Lord, to hear what You have for us. Lord, for You to speak to us one more time. Lord, we just appreciate every opportunity. Lord, we just appreciate together with each and every brother and sister that's, Lord, gathered with us. Lord, we just ask You to have Your way in everything that's said and done. We'll always be sure to give You the glory and the honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to try page 366 and only believe. It's a new song here we're learning, so bear with us a little bit. Amen. John tells of a city that he saw coming down where no sorrow or death will be known. That someday we could go there through His marvelous grace, forever live in the heavenly home. I can see them gathering all around the great white throne. With faith in my Savior and His wonderful love, oh, I can almost see the lights of home. And sometimes sometimes when I'm burdened and my cross seems hard to bear, and old Satan, he tries to dim my views. That happened many times. Amen. Well, I just look unto Jesus. Amen. He is standing close by. You feel him? And once again, his light shines through. Amen. If we didn't have him, saints, where would we be? Amen. We have friends on this earth. We have loved ones. But they can never take the place of what he gives us when we need it. Amen. Amen. Just hang on to him, saints. He'll take care of you. Amen. Sorry to butcher that. Such a beautiful song. I thought I had it. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 143 in the same book. Amen. Oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. 6:12. I know we sing this song so many times, but it means a lot to me. I really love this little chorus. Amen. For you alone are my strength, my song. Be my shield. Amen. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire.
Three.
course, means so much to me. Amen. It says so much. Amen. Brother Paul, would you take up the offering?
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you again, Lord, for this opportunity you've blessed us with to lift our hands and to worship you, to magnify your greatness. Oh, we truly love you, Lord. Father, we thank you so much again for that precious and holy desire you've placed inside of us as a religion. Lord, that alone gives us a very special longing to worship you, to see you glorified in our lives. So thankful, Lord, for the longing you've placed inside of us to become more like you, knowing that by grace you have predestinated us, Lord, to be conformed to the image of your Son. May you open our hearts tonight to the Word of God as it comes forth. May each and every one of us, Lord, have the desire and the hunger to listen and to see it applied in our lives. We're getting ready, Lord, to go home. May we have our whole heart's attention drawn, Lord, to these last few moments of the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The work only you can do. Help us now, Lord. Lord Jesus, any other desire that is on the people's hearts, any other needs that they may have in their life, may we, Lord Jesus, be able to trust you and have confidence, knowing that you'll give us the desire of our heart if we do everything you tell us to do. If everything is placed under the blood, Lord Jesus, we're living above sin. Living righteous, O God, doing those things which is pleasing your sight, and we know that there's nothing there to condemn us, knowing that the Holy Spirit lays within us, that we have that new birth, filled with the Holy Spirit, and Lord, we can ask whatsoever we desire, and it shall be given to us. Give us that kind of faith, Lord, Give us that revelation. Father, even our brother mentioned this morning, we'll quote from the proving of this word, that Lord Jesus, that same faith without a vision will do the same thing. The same thing, Lord, that visions you give that prophet. And he knew then that you would provide or do whatever you said. Oh God, may the revelation come to our hearts that we can live and walk by faith and not by sight. And look to the things that's the unseen. The things that are seen are so temporal, Lord. But oh God, may we live by that faith. Bless us now, Father. Fulfill the desire of every man and woman's heart. Again, we pray for our precious brother Guy Singer, Lord, and sister Marilyn, and Lord, those that take care of her. Give them strength and encouragement, Lord Jesus, and knowledge and wisdom. To Lord, again, to make sure that through all these things that's placed upon us in this life, we bring forth the example of Jesus Christ. We ask now that thy will be done. Bless the remainder of service now, and bless our brothers. He brings forth the word of God. Make it easy for him. May he know, Lord, we're pulling on our hearts and on the word of God. That thy will again be done. In your glorious, wonderful name we ask. What a beautiful name. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The King of Kings. The great I am, the truth, the light, and the way. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You may be seated. Does anyone have a special? Amen. I guess the girls have a song they want to sing. Come on up.
That taught my heart.
like our brother said the other night, when he makes you free indeed. Amen. Just the sweetness of his Holy Spirit. I just appreciate him. Each and every time we come, he promised to meet us here in one way or another, and I appreciate it with all my heart. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. And as we ask our brother to come, bring what the Lord's laid on his heart. Let's sing that little chorus. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love till there's just
again.
I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love.
Happy to be here. Amen. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Gracious Lord, we humbly come one more time. Just so thankful to feel your sweetness, Lord, of your Holy Spirit, as our brother mentioned. And Lord, to come with a desire pulsating in our hearts, Lord, and with that little song, I want to live the way you want me to live. Lord, I pray that's the desire of each of our hearts. And Lord, if it is, it's nothing we've did to earn it, Lord, but you gave it to each one of us. And Lord, we just ask you to nurture it and feed it, Lord. And we just ask your blessings upon your word this evening, that you would strengthen it to our hearts, Lord. And by it, may we draw strength and encouragement. But Lord, may we also draw the necessary strength to press, Lord, and to keep moving. For now is not the time to be slack, Lord, or to slow down. But Lord, help us to press while we have time, and we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. Amen. You know, just thank the Lord for what he's done for us. And I pray that this morning, that you understand, you know, as we go sometimes as ministers, after you get off the platform, you're thinking of all these things you wished you could have said or would have said. Maybe it would have been better, but God knows all about it. Amen. But just remember, today is the day that we need to see this applied in our hearts, not tomorrow, but let's look for it today. Amen. But while you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles over to 1 Peter, the second chapter. Amen. I'll go a little different direction this evening, but amen. Just thinking about that desire that's burning, that pulsating, that's the hunger that's in us. And it's there's a drawing, there's a pushing, there's a pressure, and there's a, Brother Branham put it that, you know, he said a lot of people think when you become a Christian, there's no more tension. And I forget what book it was in, but he said, but when you become a Christian, then the tension's on. Because then you're always worried and you're always looking. Is my Lord satisfied with me? Am I living exactly what he wants out of me? And how I pray that godly tension's on us and godly fear to watch that, Lord, am I in the center of thy will? Amen. Here in 1 Peter, the second chapter, in the 9th verse, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And may the Lord bless your blessing to his word. You may be seated. I was just thinking about these things as the Holy Spirit's been pressing this and pressing on us. But yet, before that word could come to be pressed upon us, God always prepares the ground beforehand. And you know, the footsteps of the righteous ordained of God, and we each one sat here tonight, and we could be in many different places. But God, by His mercy and His grace, He knew we'd be here. He knew we'd be here this morning. He knew we'd been here the last several services that we've been here. And God is always mindful of His children, and He makes sure that they get exactly what they need when they need it. And how we see this, but in this verse, He says you're a holy nation and a peculiar people. And if you look at that in your middle reference, it says His own special people. And I thought that's truly how it is. And I wanted to bring just a couple nuggets. Brother Branham had mentioned things we've read many a times. But to rehearse how God first and made sure that there would be a people prepared and ready for Him. Amen. As we look here, let's go over to Ephesians, the first chapter. And read this. Very familiar. We've heard these things. But with all God's Word, we've got to apply it to ourselves and to find ourselves in there. And then when we can fit the mold, what a joy it causes in our hearts. And as we sit here under the precious Word, and it's coming and it's molding us and making us into what, shaping us into what God predestinated us to be. But oh, it's all by His choosing that has happened. As He says here in Ephesians 1, Paul speaking, he says, "But blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him." And it's amazing to me that we sit here and God has the channel of the Word coming. He sends the ministry and He has Him the Word comes forth. And as the Scripture says, through the foolishness of preaching, men's souls will be saved. But just think how mighty God is that He put all of this in motion. That each of us, we're all different ages, and at different times we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and God began to deal with our hearts at different ages. But all in God's mind, before there was ever a speck of stardust, He saw each one of us and knew what season we'd be here. And to think how great He is that He's kept all of that in line and in order. And as this whole universe around us, as we see nothing is out of cater, as we see the leaves begin to fall and no winters are coming and the seasons are changing, but how it always all works perfectly every time. And there's a sure, as that leaf come in at the ground next year, there'll be agreement there if He should tarry to replace it. And oh, what a joy that ought to place in our hearts to know that God is the one who's called me. He's chosen me and told me that I was a chosen generation. I'm a peculiar person because of His choosing and what He's done for me before there was ever a moon or star. And He says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to the good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself. And as we stand here tonight, how much grace and mercy we should see in our lives, that even as we were speaking this morning, that we understand what God is looking for. That we just don't read these things and it's just verses of, what is His good will? No, God has made known to us. He showed us what He's wanting out of each and every one of us. Why we were sent here and why we're living. And He placed a desire in there. No man can come to me unless the Father which sent me draw him. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. All of these things, as we sit here and we hear this precious word, and it just keeps drawing us back and drawing us back. It's a force larger and bigger than you'll ever be as a natural man. But Jesus Christ, before this world was ever formed, we were in His mind. That was a little thought. And how, as we dwell on those things, and if we see the magnitude that, you know, if we go over here to, let's go over to Romans. Amen. And just read this. I know we know all these things, but just put them back in your heart. Amen. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, them He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And I want you to think about that. He predestinated us to be conformed to His image. Did you ever see any tree that God predestinated to be an oak tree, a maple tree, or any other kind of tree turn out anything different than what God's made it to be? Never. Because God is perfect and His ways are precise. And that tree, when He said, let it bring forth after its kind, it can't help but to reproduce the exact life that was placed in there. And I want you to think about that, because He saw your life in His great mind. He knew we would be here. He knew we would serve Him by His foreknowledge. And He predestinated us to be conformed to the image of His Son. And oh my, how that, as we sit here and we hear that precious word and we feel that burning within our hearts as the word's coming, and there's that checking up and always looking and measuring up to God's precious word. Remember, He placed that in you to be conformed. You know, some metals break easier than others, and I don't know much about metal, but I just know that, you know, some you can heat and bend and some you can't. But God knew exactly how much bending you would take at a time. And He knows when to put the pressure on and to bend it and to forge it and to make it work out to exactly. And it's going to come out to His glory. But how we should be so thankful. And if we're a young person, middle-aged, old, maybe I feel that drawing in my heart and maybe I realize I don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But as I was saying this morning, we can become so good at learning to be Christians that we don't want to learn to be Christians. We want God to make the change in our life that makes us a child or a son or daughter of God. We don't want to be someone that's just continually, oh, I know this because I went to church. But there is a reality to the change that comes with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And oftentimes people get confused. Well, I went to church all my life and I did all the things that the church did, but I still wanted to do this and I still wanted to do that. But you didn't give God full sway and ask Him. And you didn't come all the way. But maybe it's there for you if you still got a little draw in your heart. Feed it and let God do the rest for you. Don't try to put your own arm in the coat sleeve, but let God do it for you. And it'll work out right every time. But oh, how we see this. God is so loving and so caring for us. And maybe sometimes the word comes and it seems like it's stepping on our toes. But just think of how, as He typed it in the natural, raising our own natural children, and we've all done that, and how you have to correct them and move them. God knows exactly what we need. He is the great shepherd, the greatest parent there ever was. And oh, His hand is so nurturing. Yes, at the time, sometimes a child, even your natural child, they don't understand the correction that's coming, or maybe the bending of something that they're doing that you don't want them into. And you're trying to turn them, and maybe they don't understand. They can't see the bigger picture. But as we look at God, He sees the end from the beginning from the end, and as He's working us, maybe we don't fully understand the situation we're going through right now today. But God may know what's coming down our pathway in 2 to 3 weeks, if He should tarry 2 to 3 years, and He's preparing us now for that time. You know, Brother Branham used that as the example, and as he was talking about his mother dying, he said that when he killed the elk and the grizzly, that the Lord showed him in that vision. He said God was blessing him and preparing him because He knew He was fixing to take his mother. And how that when you see these things, God ever mindful of us. And how precious we are in His sight. And how when you see how much nurturing and care He's given to us, what a love it places in our heart to want to give it back to Him. It's what causes that love affair. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I'm just not serving God because my parents serve God or because my best friend serves the Lord or because so-and-so goes to church with me. That's why I go to church. No, but there's something much deeper than that. There's a longing that comes from down on the inside. And sometimes it's one out of a family. It may be the whole family or it may just be two. But God places a special draw down in a person's heart and He draws them. And He saw them in His mind before there was a moon or a star. And they can't help what's been placed down inside of them. God just, He so graciously given. It's not to him that willeth or him that runneth, but to whom God has shown mercy. Yes. And if we can stand here tonight and truly see that mercy shining in our lives, what a love affair it ought to cause in our hearts. Mm-hmm. To go back out to Him, to want to sing and to worship Him, to pray to Him, and to kneel in our quietness and just let Him have His way in our lives. Brother Branham put it like this in the message Expectations, preached April the 5th, 1950. He says, before there is a desire created in your heart, there had to be a creator to create that creation. In other words, like this, before there could be a fin on a fish's back, there had to be water first for him to swim in, or he would not have had any fin. And before there was a tree to grow in the earth, there had to be an earth first for it to grow in, or there would not have been no tree. And if you have a desire in your heart to be healed by divine healing, there's bound to be a fountain of healing somewhere, or that desire wouldn't be in your heart. If there's a desire to worship God, even the Hottentots and the Indians in years gone by, they worshipped objects because the very creation of worship was in their heart. They worshipped something. They worshipped something as their creator. And that showed there was a creator somewhere to worship, a God. And if there's a hunger in your heart for more of God, there's bound to be more of God somewhere for you to find. And as we come in here with that hunger and that desire, that thirsting for, Lord, what do you have for me today? We know there's a higher plane to reach because the hunger's there reaching for it. And we know God's got more for us. He says, my mother used to use to have a superstition. And the little children, there was 10 of us. And when the little fellows would be, they might get a habit of licking their lips. And she would say they were tasting for something. And she'd maybe put preserves on. If that didn't work, maybe a little honey. And if that didn't work, maybe some watermelon. And if that didn't work, but after a while, when she found something that they were tasting for, they would stop licking their lips. And that might be have been a superstition. But this, when there's a hunger in the heart of the human being for something, there's bound to be something creating the hunger in there. And oh my, how thank God for the hunger that's been created in my life. And I pray each one of us can say we have that hunger to keep pressing, to keep climbing, to not be satisfied in well-doing, but to keep reaching for those heights in Christ Jesus. Amen. To see the fullness and the maturity come into a bride. And that's what we see that lacking, and how the Holy Spirit has been stressing that to us, and how you can, as the word comes and enlightens you, how you can then begin to see that lack of maturity in the believers and in the followers that just keep following a message. You're just following it, going to church. And maybe as the Lord begins to enlighten your revelation to you and open your eyes to it, and then how much greater it stands out to you when you see the sincerity that's lacking, or you see that the worship's really not there, or this hunger. And that's how, as individuals, we've got to look at ourselves. We're not looking to be like a certain church. We don't want this church to all, everyone in it, to be exactly the same, other than to be filled with His Holy Spirit. But we'll each one express ourselves differently, but we'll see that sincerity and that maturity of growing in Christ and seeing every word come to its fullness in our lives. And oh, what a joy that brings. And when you get together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus and you can see that taking place, oh, what a joy and a comfort it is. When you are off by yourself in the dark room and life's pressing on you, that comfort's there. Jesus called it a comforter for a reason. He said, when I, the comforter, shall come. And oh, what a comfort it is. Nobody else may know what you're going through. You may be a young person really struggling with something. And maybe you've not told anybody. They don't know anything about it. But if there's a drawing in your heart, He is the great comforter. And if you'll just take your burdens to Him, and in comfort and humility reach out to Him, He'll will satisfy that hunger and that thirst that lies within. And there's when He fills it up, there is no more wanting. It stays full all the time. And He's the inexhaustible fountain of life. Amen. It just flows and keeps flowing. Amen. But I was there in the book of John where He said in the 10th chapter, He said, my sheep hear my voice, the 27th verse. And I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. For my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them from my Father's hand. And as I was thinking about that, we know His voice. And Brother Brandon preached a message called Recognizing Your Day and Its Message. And as you think about these things, as we begin to recognize the Word and it is revealed to us, and how we see these things happening. And oh my, the definition of recognize, to recognize something, you had to know it before and seen it before. I wrote that down there somewhere. It says to identify from having encountered them before or know again. And how we know because of our reputation of where we were. And we were sent down here to come this way, but there's something drawing us back. Exactly back to where we come from. And oh my, it's pulling on us. It's pulling us all the time. It's drawing us ever back to where we came from. And oh my, when we see God's great plan of how he put it into order, that we would be here to worship him as a Savior and to see that we needed our sins covered and an atonement made. And oh my, when we see the grace that God enlightened our eyes to see that with a reality and to know that there was a godly repentance for the things that I had done, and to see him fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and change my desires and change my way I look at life even. How thankful we ought to be to see that take place and to see that ever pressing in our hearts. Amen. Brother Brandon and Wyatt had to be shepherds. He was saying, God is one. This paragraph 222, preached December 21st, 64. He said, God is the only one that has eternal life, and he is eternal life. And anything that had a beginning has an end. And if you're just a member of a church, it had a beginning. But the Word of God has no beginning. And when you're born of God, you're born to the Word. And when you become a son of God, your name was put on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And the collar hair you have, the collar eyes you have, the statute that you're in, God seen you before the foundation of the world. And he seen you a human being like you are. And though there are come a million years yet, there's nothing can keep you from coming back to that perfect image that God ordained you in the beginning. And he said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. Think of that, that all my, don't want to just be a member of a church. They got a beginning. But oh my, when I can truly see by one Spirit I've been baptized into that body of Jesus Christ that it had no beginning and it had no end. Oh my, what a joy it ought to put in our hearts to see that. Amen. As he was speaking here in... just to refresh your mind, this is in, our pastor's read this many times, but this was in the Church Age book, in the Sumerian Church Age, and I think it was about page 163 in the reprint. And Brother Brandon was speaking here, and he referenced a lot of scriptures as he just kind of tied it all together and summed it up for us as he put this together. And he says, in John 6, 37 and 44, it says, all the Father giveth me shall come to me. Him that cometh to me I shall in no wise cast out, and no man can come to me except my Father which sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 1, 12, 13. But as many as received them, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Ephesians 1, 4 to 5. According as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, without getting too involved in the subject of the sovereignty of God, for that would take a book in itself, let me point out here that according to these verses, Jesus Christ is choosing his own bride just the same as men choose their brides today. And that bride today does not simply decide she's going to take a certain man for a husband. No, sir. It is the groom who decides and chooses a certain woman for his bride. John 15, 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now, according to the word of God, the bride was chosen before the foundation of the world. And the choosing of the bride was purposed in himself. Ephesians 1, 9. And in Romans 9, 11, it says that the same... that the purpose of God according to election might stand. You can't read it any other way. The heart purpose, the eternal purpose of God was to take a bride of his own choosing. And that purpose was in himself, and being eternal was decreed before the foundation of the world. Watch carefully now and see this. But before there was a speck of stardust, before God was God, and God is an object of adoration, and no one was there to worship him. So he was at that time only potentially God. He was known only as an eternal spirit. And the bride was already in his mind. Yes, she was. She was existing in his thoughts. And what about those thoughts of God? They are eternal, are they not? The eternal thoughts of God. Let me ask you, are the thoughts of God eternal? And you can just see how he was putting this. The people wasn't catching what he was saying. He was rehearsing it to make sure. I want you to get that. As he says, are the thoughts of God eternal? And he says, if you can see this, you will see many things. God is unchangeable in both essence and behavior. And oh, as we see that maturity coming, and we look back to what should my life be, to know that God is both, He's unchangeable in both essence and behavior. And we have studied that and proven that God is already infinite in His abilities. So therefore, He is God, must be omniscient. And if He is an omniscient, then He is not now learning, nor is He taking counsel even with Himself. Nor is He at any time adding to His knowledge. If He can add to His knowledge, then He's not omniscient. The best we can say is that sometime He will be, but that is not scriptural. He is omniscient. He has never had a new thought about anything, because all His thoughts He has always had and always will have, and knows the end from the beginning because He's God. And thus, the thoughts of God are eternal. They are real. And they are not simply like a man with a blueprint he has drawn up, which one day will be translated into substance and form. But they are already real and eternal and a part of God. See how this works? God always had His thoughts for Adam, and as His thoughts was yet unexpressed. But Psalms 139:50 will give you a little idea of this. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and cursedly wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which is in countenance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. And he went on to say he wasn't speaking of Adam when that scripture wasn't speaking of Adam. But he said it gives you the idea and the knowledge that the thought was there in his mind, that was eternal and had to be expressed. So when Adam was formed out of the dust of the earth, his spiritual being created by God, then Adam became God's thought expressed, and those eternal thoughts were now manifested. And tonight we sit here, an eternal thought manifested, placed here in this time to express Jesus Christ to this people and to this nation. And that's why the word comes. That's why it's coming to catch our attention. We could just be off in la-la land just thinking, oh, there was a prophet came and mighty signs and wonders were done. But God has made known, and to keep pushing back what His perfect will was, and what was to He was expecting that bride to be and to be formed to. He chose her before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before Him in love. And oh my, I see my name written there by God's grace. And this is in the message, Birth Pains. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. He says, a little dewdrop. I don't know the formula. Paragraph 72. I don't know the formula of it. Maybe there's a science hereof. I'm just going to say a way I think it. It might be some kind of congested group of atmosphere come together in a dark night, and it falls to the earth. And when it's done, it's born in the night, but in the morning it's laying there cold and shivering on a little blade of grass or hanging on your clothesline. But just let the sun shine out once. Did you notice how happy it gets? It just glistens and it quivers. And I know that it's the sunlight is going to draw it back to where it was at the beginning. And so is every man or woman that's born of the Spirit of God. There's something about it when the light spreads over us that we're happy, because we know we're going back to where we come from the bosom of God, and can sparkle with joy when the sun hits it, of course, knowing it's going to where it come from. And by God's grace, when this sunlight is shining and that word is coming down, it makes me happy, because I know it's drawing me back to where I come from. And oh my, as we see that happen and see that dew, and even yesterday, this weekend, as we had our first real, truly heavy, heavy frost, and to see that old white land out there, and to see that sun come up and shine on that, oh my, to know that God, the same way, is shining His light on us, and it's drawing us right back. And oh my, well, thankful we ought to be. Oh, I pray it'll stir in our hearts that, Lord, keep chipping on me, whatever it takes. Keep molding me, Lord. Keep pressing this precious word into my heart and life. And if I don't see something the way that I should see it, open my eyes and understanding, Lord. Reveal it to me that I would see it. Amen. We're living in such a time when the world is in such turmoil and hatred more than I think I've ever seen in my life. When you take into the account the politics that's happening and people turning one against another, and just it's just run rampant. And how we should truly keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. It don't matter what's happening in this world, but keep our eyes on Him, because we're fixing to leave this precious, this old world, and take up on a new home. And oh my, may we keep our focus and our attention to Him and not get caught up. It's so easy. It's all around you. Every time, wherever you go, this this whole world is just everything's all about it. It's in its cosmos. But I was sent here, and I think of Abraham, and he sojourned in a land as a pilgrim and a stranger. But he was looking for a city. He didn't get himself weighted down with all that was around him. But he was looking for that city whose builder and maker was God. And by God's grace, we're fixing to see it. Amen. I say we hope we're looking for it just like he was. Amen. If you'd like to stand with me in closing, I thought we'd sing this little song on page 140 in our Only Believe books. Redeemed. And oh, what a joy it ought to place in our hearts, saints, to see what God is doing. You know, there's many places we could be, but you can't help but just follow where God's placed you. You know, sometimes you might think, I'll go do this, or I'll go, but God had a purpose in us, each one being where we are. And may we yield to Him, and it's going to work to His glory and His honor. Amen. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell.
Mercy, grace, and His love, you've been redeemed. How do you know you've been redeemed? Because you see Christ living in your heart, in your life. You've seen that change take place in your life. How happy you ought to be. appreciate the Word of God today. Appreciate our brother helping us out, and it's a blessing to me to just take a little break. I appreciate it, and you know, it's I'm just getting homesick. You know that? I'm getting homesick to go home. You know, and I was thinking about the young sisters, that song they sang tonight, you know, just sound like angels singing. You know, I just really appreciated that. And anytime when I think about Amazing Grace, it just floods my heart to this. Because I know it was God's amazing grace that I'm here today in this life. And so I know it's His amazing grace, and I have a desire to serve Him. I know it's His amazing grace that He has protected me and guided me. I know it's His amazing grace that He reveals His Word to me. It's His amazing grace that I have a desire in my heart to serve Him, to obey Him, and to hold on to His Word, regardless of what circumstances in life come upon us. It's all amazing grace. So we appreciate our song and that song. We've done such a wonderful job on. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we once again now, as you know, we come to the close of another service. The closing of another day. Another day, Lord, in which we're closer to the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, another day closer, we'll be able to lay this life down. What a glorious time it will be, Lord. Father, we're looking to the unseen. Lord, of things that cannot be seen with eyes. By faith, we reach out there, Lord, and can see our home is prepared for us. We may not be able to catch a full glimpse of it, Lord, as we couldn't even begin to imagine the greatness of it. But Lord, through eyes of faith, we see it's getting close and to go on home now. We ask that you just bless us in the body, Lord, here in this little place. Even those that's with us, Lord, that couldn't be here. May you bless each one, Lord, to prepare us for that time. Knowing it's, Lord, a time of rejoicing. What a glorious hour it'll be to see one of those saints rise and come to us. Know that we'll change in the twinkling of an eye. It's real, Lord. It's just as real as all your other word. Lord Jesus, by faith, may you place your Holy Spirit by faith, a revelation of our hearts, that we can long for that and love it. Yes, love the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. But all these days of trials and tests that we've been through, may still go through. We know that you're with us. How we love you, Lord. You're so wonderful. Why anybody would want to stay in this life, I'll never understand. But Lord Jesus, place in each heart a hunger, a desire, Lord, to become more like you. You would completely take our lives over. But Jesus Christ will be declared to this nation, to this people. Oh God, how I love you. How I long to see a people rise. It's on the road, Lord. It's on the way right now. May we press, Lord, to the mark of the prize. The high calling in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. Just asking once more, Lord, if you don't mind, would you go with us and keep us safe? Watch over us. Keep a hedge of fire burning about us. Lord, the enemy would love to tear us apart and tear us down. But, oh God, may we always listen to your word. Not pay attention to nothing else, but you, Lord. Bless each one now. May there be such a love abounding between each one of us that holds us together all until this life's over. In your holy, precious name we ask.
that real close.
One more time.
Amazing grace.
Amen. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now, oh, thank you, Lord, was blind. But now I'm seeing.
Would you sisters just sing it together? Singing that, just thinking about walking on those streets of gold. And just imagine walking down those streets. I hear that soft voices ringing out. Looking around from side to side. Keep the vision fresh in our hearts. It's God's amazing grace that we're here. It's amazing grace. I love Him. Don't you love Him? Amen. I appreciate it. May our wonderful Lord Jesus, would you bless you, keep you safe, and may you stay safe.